the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We open this episode of today's special by His name, Allah's name, and then we say to you Salam, that means peace. So welcome, this is another episode, a new one of this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. Thursday, 2nd of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, and the ritual of this program, today's special, we open Allah's book and we listen to verse 114 of chapter Al-Ma'idah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qala Isa ibn Maryam, Allahumma rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food from the heaven, to be for us a festival for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you. And provide for us, and you are the best of providers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All supplications mentioned in the Quran begin with Rabbana, that means, O our Lord. But in this verse, it has begun with two words, O Allah, our Lord. This difference may be for the importance of this miraculous happening and the concerning consequences. To celebrate a festival is a proper action from the point of the Quran, the birth of the friends of Allah. And the mission of the Messenger of Allah is not less than the descent of the table of food from the sky. So we must always learn things from the signs of Allah and His power. What does Eid al-Fitr mean?
Praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger to Allah.
The word Eid al-Fitr translates as the festival of breaking the fast, marking the end of the month of Ramadan, the month-long fast of Ramadan. This festival is a particularly significant time for Muslims across the globe, enabling families to get together and share the joyous moments. After a month of abstinence and devotion to Allah, the festival allows Muslims to enjoy themselves with what they previously gave up in accordance with the requirements of their faith. Ramadan is a month in which Prophet Muhammad was first blessed with the Holy Quran revelation. During Ramadan, Muslims fast during daylight hours and engage in self-reflection. They also spend their time studying the Quran in order to deepen their spiritual connection with Allah. This month of devotion and reflection is completed with Eid al-Fitr, which is a great opportunity for loved ones to come together and appreciate their blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the philosophy of Eid al-Fitr. Typically, in common practice, Eid might involve hosting parties that may lead to mixed gatherings or neglecting religious commandments or solely engaging in celebrations, whereas in religion, Eid has a strong worship status that encompasses several aspects. A day for the gathering of Muslims and praising Allah, as stated in a narration from Imam Rida alayhi salam, إِنَّمَا جُعْلَ يَوْمُ الْفِطْرِ الْعِيدِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ مُجْتَمَعًا يَجْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ وَيَبْرُزُونَ لِلَّهِ فَيُمَجِّدُونَهُ عَلَى مَا مَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Eid al-Fitr was designated as a day of gathering for Muslims to come together and glorify Allah for the grace He bestowed upon them. This narration described Eid al-Fitr as a day for Muslims to gather and praise Allah for His blessings. Second, a day of remembrance of Allah and answering prayers. Eid al-Fitr is a day to remember Allah and not to be spent in the heedlessness and sin. And it is a day to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He may also remember the individual and answer their prayers. This is derived from a narration by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib stating, أَلَا وَإِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمَ يَوْمٌ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عِيدًا وَجَعَلَكُمْ لَهُ أَهْلًا فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهُ يَذْكُرُكُمْ وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Today is the day that Allah has made an Eid for you and made you worthy of it. So remember Allah so He may remember you and call upon Him so He may answer your prayers.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
How can we celebrate Eid in the best possible way? A person should celebrate Eid al-Fitr by keeping in view the lessons learned during the month of Ramadan. All those goals and aims that were achieved during the blessed days of fasting should be made part of one's life. One should remember everyone in their happiness, especially those who are poor and needy. One should not only maintain their previous good deeds, but in fact progress in spiritual development and attain the pleasure of Allah. Today, young and old, men and women have gathered together because this day holds great significance. Islam has decreed the day of Eid as a day of happiness in which Muslims should join together with their loved ones.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Eid al-Fitr, focusing on charitable acts. At the end of Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting, families break the fast and celebrate during a three-day festival called Eid al-Fitr. Giving back is a part of celebration. During Ramadan, zakat or giving charity to the less fortunate is an important part of the holiday. These practices are further encouraged on Eid al-Fitr by giving both food and money to underserved communities. Although it is typical in indulge with family, giving to those who cannot indulge is recommended and remains a large part of observing the Muslim faith. When participating in an Eid celebration, it is also common for adults to give children AD or goodwill money as a part of celebrating.
The natural question that's on all of our minds is, how do we keep the spiritual momentum going? I'd like to share with you guys four simple tips that will hopefully enable us to keep that momentum going after the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, presumably you were reciting one juz' per day. Keep reciting the Holy Quran after the month of Ramadan. When you perform your prayers, after Salat al-Fajr, after Dhuhr, read one verse. Read a couple of verses after each prayer. On your way to work, listen to the Holy Quran. If you have a 20-30 minute commute, listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. We don't want to be among those whom the Prophet ﷺ describes as being among those who have abandoned the Holy Quran. In the month of Ramadan, you were waking up for suhoor, you were offering your fajr prayer on time, you knew the time for Salat al-Maghrib to the millisecond. Keep up the prayers and offer them on time. It is narrated that the Holy Prophet ﷺ, when the time of prayer would enter, he would rise up as though he didn't know his companions and his companions did not know him. Ali ibn Abi Talib ﷺ was once asked, what's the difference between offering prayers on time and offering prayers at a delayed time? To which the Imam ﷺ responds, the difference between praying on time and praying at a later time is similar to the difference between the dunya and the akhirah. Do not restrict the ritual of fasting to the month of Ramadan. We know that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to fast throughout the year. He used to fast in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and he used to fast a minimum of 3 days out of each month. So make an effort to designate certain days out of the month for fasting. Fasting helps us develop that God consciousness. Maintain that culture of charity even outside of the month of Ramadan. And charity from an Islamic perspective is not only related to money. Giving anything that benefits people is a form of charity. If you have knowledge and you teach someone who is ignorant or uneducated, teaching them is an act of charity. Spending time with someone who feels down, who feels depressed, is an act of charity. The hadith from the Holy Prophet says that the best of people are the ones who are the most beneficial to people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all the tawfiq to continue getting closer to Him. Hopefully these four pieces of advice will be useful to you guys and will enable us to keep the momentum of the month of Ramadan continuous throughout the entire year.
Eid Mubarak everyone, and fi amanillah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Congratulations to those have Eid today, and also congratulations to those who had their Eid yesterday. Mubarak to all of them, or Mabruk to all of them. It's a day of reward. Eid is a day of reward, the day of happiness, the day of joy, the day of celebrating happiness with family, with friends, with neighbors, with all those who have fasted in this beautiful month. And there's a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, those who have fasted in this beautiful month, they are going to get some types of rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those types of rewards? Number one, according to Rasulullah, is the first one is yadhubul haram fi jasadih. Those who have fasted in this month, their haram, if they had some type of haram in their body, in their flesh, that is going to melt down. That is going to melt down. This is number one. Number two, yaqrabu min rahmatillah. Those who have fasted this month, they are going to be much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than other days. And because of these months, these 30 days or this month, they've already gone a lot of closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next point is yuhavvinullahu alayhi sakarat al-maut. Lots of people are going to have tough time when they are leaving this world. When we are dying, at the time of leaving, that the spirit is leaving our body, some people are going to have tough time. According to hadith, there's a two types of death. In one type of death is, it's like you are pulling a cloth from a bush of rose, and this cloth is going to torn up in a part pieces and pieces. So this is tough type of death. And there's another easy death. It is just like a breeze passes through you, and some people die at some moment and die just like this breeze passed by them, and they leave this world easily. So those who have fasted in this beautiful month, they are going to have this blessing. You have binullah alayhi sakarat al maut. They are not going to have pain of death because they are going to stay away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove pain from them, pain of death. And the next point, Rasulullah mentioned that is amanum min ju wal atash fi yawm al qiyamah. Those who have fasted in the month of Ramadan, they are not going to be thirsty and hungry in the day of judgment. The next point is يُعْتِيهِ اللَّهُ بَرَاءَةً مِنَ النَّارِ. And then the next gift we are going to receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. We are going to stay away from hellfire. Hellfire or fire is not going to touch us. It's not going to see us even though. بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. You are totally saved from hellfire. And the next and last point, according to this hadith, the last reward we are going to get in this day, the day of Eid, يُعْتِمُهُ اللَّهُ مِن تَيِّبَاتِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will feed mu'mineen, those who have fast in this month, from the clean or most cleanest rizq, sustenance of heaven, paradise. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will offer us the best food of Jannah. So these are the blessings, these are the least point, and make sure these are the points which we can understand. But the mercy of Allah is much, much higher and more than this. We cannot imagine, even though when we go in that place, when we'll see, inshallah. Congratulations to all countries those are having Eid, and those who had yesterday Eid, inshallah. Eid Mubarak to all of you, to all Mu'mineen, to all Muslimin, and may Allah give you His best rewards, inshallah ta'ala, for this dunya and for the hereafter, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well.
Alhamdulillah. For what?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 86, Surah Al-A'raf. Tell us what page?
161.
So brothers and sisters, as you heard, 161, open the Quran, page 161, ayah 86 of Surah Al-A'raf. So time to listen to a recitation, and then inshallah we'll move on with the explanation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 86 of Surah Al-A'raf, وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَتَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا فَكَثَّرَكُمْ وَانْظُرُوا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين. A lot of beautiful points are here in this ayah, but we will mention shortly some of them, and yeah, the tajweed points. Allah says, and do not lie in wait on every road to threaten and bar from the way of Allah those who have faith in Him, seeking to make it crooked. And remember when you were few and He multiplied you, and observe how was the fate of the agents of corruption. So look, in the previous ayah we learned Allah Almighty sent Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam to people of
Madian
or Aika. So wa ila Madian akhahum Shu'aib. Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam told the people some points. Yes, first thing was to worship
Allah.
To worship Allah. Second point was فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Yeah, observe the measure and balance. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسِ, and do not cheat the people in trading, in business. And the next, the other one was وَلَا تُفْسِدُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا, do not cause corruption on earth. And in this ayah, Allah continues some other points Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam asked them. وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ, and do not, for example, stay on the way of people. Yeah, stand in the way of the people. Do not sit on the way of the people to mislead them. As if, like, for example, look, this is the main road, for example. The main road. So somebody sits here. Okay? So people are crossing the road, and they are coming, and they're asking, sir, do you know where the address is? And instead of showing, giving them the address to go straight, he says, yeah, to the left. Okay, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam asked them not to do this. It means, do not sit in the way of people to mislead them from the way of Allah. And yeah, وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوَعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Sometimes the people who are trying to mislead others, some people who are trying to mislead others, the disbelievers or the followers of Shaitan, sometimes they cannot mislead the believers. Look, for example, you're the believers, they cannot mislead you because you have a strong faith. So when they cannot do this, what should they do? And what do they usually do? They try to, for example, do something with the religion itself. You're the followers of religion. Sometimes they cannot do anything to the followers. Instead, they do something to the religion.
Why do they do this?
By any means they are trying to mislead you. There are a lot of beautiful points. The last point that I want to mention is وَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Always we have to try to look at the fate of the other people. Now, time to mention the tajweed rules. And yeah, practice the recitation. وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا. Who wants to recite this?
Me.
Yeah, Hussein, read this ayah once. Step by step. Start وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا. And when you make a pause, at عِوَجَا if you could. Then we will mention some points. Then you can move on.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا.
أحسنتم. So ولا تقعدوا تق. He echoed the sound of qaf, didn't he?
Yes.
What is this rule called?
Al-qal.
Al-qal. Echoing sound.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmuruni min faydhi dhiya ayatul mawla.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents
wal kawnul wasi'u fi sadri ahdhar.
تنقله غرض الوسى.
Let's recite the Quran.
ربي قد نلت منايا وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
There are five letters that you apply the rule qalqala whenever they appear sakin. Tell us, Hassan, what those letters are.
Qaf.
Qaf.
Ta.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim.
Jim and?
Dal.
So, Qaf, Ta, Ba, Jim, Dal. So, these are the five letters that whenever they appear sakin, you should pronounce them with an echoing sound. وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ. You hide the sound, right? Am I right? Yes?
Yes.
صِرَاطٍ إِخْفَى دَرُوا الْإِخْفَى تُعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَنْ Hussein, I noticed that you said عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You didn't hide the sound of noon.
Yeah.
عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَتَبْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَتَبْغُونَهَا. Look at the letter ba. Tab. Tab.
Weak.
Weak. عِوَجَن. So, the letter jim and the word sila, what do they say, Hassan? Jim says?
Jim allows you to stop.
Allows us to stop. And what does sila tell us?
Sila tell us that it's better to continue.
Better to continue, but it's still... You got a stopping sign here. It means you have a station here.
Yes.
In case you wanted to make a pause, you can make a pause. So, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ. Tell us, what is this? Reader Hussein. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا فَكَثَّرَكُمْ.
وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا فَكَثَّرَكُمْ.
أحسنتم. Two points. قَلِيلًا قَلِيلًا. Right? قَ not قَ. قَلِيلًا لَن إخفاء.
وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا فَكَثَّرَكُمْ.
Thank you. وانظروا وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين. That's all. Time to practice the recitation. Everyone, listen to me and try to repeat after me. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به.
ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به.
ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا.
ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا.
أحسنت. واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم.
واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم.
وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
وانظروا
كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Hassan Hussein, Fawad, and the next Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRIB English Radio as well and Sevier International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawda'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaik.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety. This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Peace be upon the Imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. He is the 10th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, and he, of course, is the 10th divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So here that we are talking about this dialogue which Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam had with one of his companions. And so here he was talking about intention, he was talking about niyya. We had talked a little bit about it in a previous program, but this concept and this idea of niyya and intention is incredibly important, because we find in many of the traditions, and including this part of the conversation of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, that niyya and intention is this very basis and foundation for the acceptance of our deeds, right? And so if our deeds are not based upon a sincere intention, then our deeds and, of course, our intention both are not accepted. And so Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he talked to the companion, he said that whoever does a thing without intending it by his heart sincerely, it shall not be accepted from him. And that Allah does not accept from a human being any deed except that deed which has sincere intentions. And then he says that this is what Allah has said about the hypocrites in the Holy Quran when Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they say with their mouths, they speak what is not in their hearts, meaning it's not sincere, and Allah is best aware of what they conceal. So this is a very real life example of a situation where our intention and our niyyah is really what it matters fundamentally, and then the action, you know, is a consequence or a manifestation of that niyyah. So if we're doing something to show off, it's not going to be accepted. If we're doing something to be a fake or a fraud, it's not going to be accepted. And God forbid, if we are saying something we don't even believe in our heart, then well, that definitely is not going to be accepted. So we have to be very careful when it comes to our intention and make sure that it is sincere, it is for the right reasons, it is for the sake of Allah, it is for the satisfaction of Allah, it is in order to be of obedience to Allah, right? We want to attract the satisfaction and contentment of Allah with our good deeds, and of course even refraining from bad deeds. We refrain from bad deeds for the sake of Allah. It is these deeds based upon this sincere intention and niyyah which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
And every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Rabbana
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Congratulations to everyone for completion of 30 days of fastings and observing the rituals of the month of Ramadan. Whether, depending on where you're located in this world, whether today is your Eid or you have already celebrated your Eid al-Fitr, Eid Mubarak, to each and every one of you, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us another opportunity and more opportunities in our lifespan to inshallah go through Ramadan and stick to the sweetness and achievements of this holy month. throughout our entire life, and make beautiful habits of this month to be constant and permanent and stable and enhanced for the remainder of our lives. We have been together talking about the du'as of the beautiful book Sahifa Sajjadia, the legacy of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and we got to the part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being called by this title, وَيَامًا وَعَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بِتَفَضُّلِهِ حُسْنَ الْجَزَاءِ. O he who has pledged himself by his gratuitous bounty to give them excellent repayment. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to know him right, he is known by repaying you excellently, better than anyone else, better than any other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that. He creates us and he let us grow, and then for all the blessings and all the na'amat that he has given us and he has bestowed us with, he will repay us the best and the most excellent way. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
respected listeners to RIB English Radio. Indeed, you're enjoying your time of Eid with your family, friends, with your community members, the members of your local masjid that you've been becoming almost like a family in the past 30 days. This part of the dua, the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadia, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam calls upon Allah by this title, وَيَامًا وَعَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بِتَفَضُّلِهِ حُسْنَ الْجَزَاءِ. O he who has pledged himself by his gratuitous bounty to give them excellent repayment, reminds me of a beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says in that hadith, من أراد الله عز وجل بالقليل من أمله أظهر الله له أكثر مما أراد الناس بالكثير من أمله في تعب من بدنه وسهر من ليله أبى الله عز وجل إلا أن يقلله في عين من سمعه. There's a beautiful hadith that means, whoever does a little deed for God the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him more than what he wanted. And whoever does a lot of his deed by enduring physical suffering and staying up late for people, God Almighty will show his deeds in the eyes of those who they hear his actions to show little. This is the consequence of working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little for him will become much, and much for the people will be zero. Because who is going to be able to recognize your work? Who has that power except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who has that ability? Who has the ability to thank you and appreciate you truly for what you have done except the one who is almighty, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then after calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these beautiful titles, there is a turning point in the dua. Then Imam says, وَمَا أَنَا يَا بِأَعْصَى مَنْ أَسَاكَ فَغَفَرْتَ لَهُ.